Hello, everybody. We're back with another episode of 90 Day Fiancé. Wait, what happened? I am Kiara, and I'm here with my lovely co-host, Kiana.
Hey.
We are so glad to be back, you guys. It's been like, I think, 2 weeks, and we haven't recorded an episode. So, y'all, let's just get right into this episode, okay? Kiana, you ready?
Ready.
So let's start with Brandon and Julia. Oh my goodness. Okay. So this episode starts with Julia giving Brandon an ultimatum. Either they leave the farm, they stop living on the farm, or she leaves and goes back to Russia. Brandon kind of seems pretty much okay with this ultimatum for the most part. Like, he's a little bit like shocked that she brings it up. But for the most part, he's kind of like, okay. Now, my question is, how is it so easy for them to just decide to move all of a sudden? When before, weren't they kind of dead broke?
Well, I guess from what they were saying is, they weren't necessarily dead broke, but if they were to get their own place and move out on their own, then they would be dead broke.
I mean, it kind of sounds like all the same. If you have money right now, but you're not going to have money and you know you're not, still, how is it so easy for you to move?
Right.
But let's get into this kind of juicy part. So Brandon goes to meet his parents for dinner, whatever, to tell him about the plan for them to move out or Julia's leaving. And he tells his parents, first of all, that it's because Julia doesn't like the animals on the farm. Are you kidding me?
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to figure out also why his parents were so surprised. Well, I'm sorry, why they were acting so surprised, because there's no way they didn't see this coming. I'm sorry.
I think they really didn't see it coming.
Girl, I think they saw it coming. There's no way. Like, as much as Julia expressed her feelings about not liking the animals, about not liking them having to stay in separate rooms, there's no way that they should have been surprised. But I really didn't like how Brandon originally told his parents that it's because Julia didn't like the animals. I felt like he knew that there was more to it. And for him to just say that that was the reason, it kind of like rubbed me the wrong way. I'm not even going to lie.
Well, Brandon has been doing this same thing this entire time. He keeps blaming it on Julia because I think he doesn't want his parents to be like, Brandon, why are you doing this to us? So I think it's easier for him to put it on Julia.
You're probably right, girl. I don't know, but I did want to mention Brandon's mom was crying when he first told them that he was going to move out. And Brandon was looking around. You can tell, like, even he's kind of fed up with his mom's BS.
I really liked them at first, but I think they just need to calm down. They're doing too much.
I was actually glad that Brandon eventually told his parents that was more to the story than, you know, just Julia didn't like the animals, basically. But I thought it was interesting how Brandon's mom said that Julia was making him choose between them and her. And I totally disagree. I'm sorry.
Yep.
What do you think?
Well, I think that the only reason that she's saying that and she would say something like that is because Brandon keeps giving them the ammunition. If every single time something happens, he keeps saying, oh, well, Julia doesn't like this, or Julia wants this, or Julia doesn't want to be here. I mean, obviously, it's going to make it seem like it's Julia making all the decisions, when in reality, it's him too, but he doesn't want to tell his parents that.
Exactly. And that is something that I thought was very noticeable when we talked about his mom crying and he was just kind of staring at her, it just seemed like he totally just sees right through his mom's BS and how she tries to baby him and guilt trip him into doing whatever it is that they want him to do.
And I looked at it like, not necessarily that she was trying to guilt trip him, because I think she was actually really sad that he said he wanted to leave. But like I said, he makes it seem like, I don't want to leave, but Julia wants to leave. Right. But in reality, he knows that, like, because when he's talking to Julia, and I know he wants to, like, sleep in the same room with her, and he wants to do, you know, he wants to have his freedom with her, but he's not going to tell his parents, like, you guys, we're grown. Like, we want our freedom. He's going to just put it all on Julia. That's why his mom's freaking crying like a psycho, because she's thinking that Julia's taking my baby, when in reality, he doesn't want to be there.
Right. And speaking of sleeping in the same room, so Brandon eventually tells his parents that if they can sleep in the same room, then maybe they would be able to stay at the farm. And personally, I think that that made the situation so much worse. I think that made it seem like a scheme. Like, that was the plan all along, for him to say, okay, we're going to leave, but if you guys let us sleep in the same room, then we won't leave. I feel like it seemed like, we know that wasn't a scheme as the viewers, but I feel like as his parents, I would be like, okay, now he's trying to play us for real.
Right. Yeah, I see what you're saying. And I think that him doing that instead of at least talking to Julia also is not a good idea, because she's telling you that she wants to leave and he's still trying to play both sides of the coin. Like, he's trying to please his family and then he's trying to please Julia as well. But Julia's your soon to be wife. So whatever your parents have to say really shouldn't matter at all, because Julia is your wife.
Exactly. Girl, you keep bringing up so many good points. Okay, so Brandon ends up talking to Julia, and apparently they hadn't even really talked about these other options that he gave his parents. So we know that he asked his parents if they could stay in their same room, like maybe they would stay, but it seemed like he didn't really talk to Julia about that part at all first before he brought that up to the parents. And also, when he talked to Julia, he said something about not saying, or if they could stay in the same room, but also if she didn't have to help with the animals, could they stay? Now, what in the world was he thinking? Because we did not see him say anything to his parents about Julia not helping with the animals at
all. I don't know what the heck is up with him. I'm telling you, he's trying to please both parties. He's trying to keep his parents happy, and then he's trying to keep Julia happy. But in the end, he's going to have to let... someone's going to get let down. Exactly. And I think it should be his parents. His parents are not in a relationship with him.
And I think that it sucks because he kind of got Julia's hopes up, you know, by saying they could stay in the same room and that she wouldn't have to help with the animals. I think that kind of is like a falsehood, because eventually, you know, she's going to have to contribute something. The animals were her contribution.
Right.
So, I mean, what is she going to contribute now? I get it that most people can't work until after the 90 days anyway, but he made it just seem like she's not going to have to do anything. I don't like that.
Yep. But you saw, like, at the end, they did go to the same room. So I guess that's not an issue. But as far as the whole animal thing, unless that's something that they talked about, like, maybe we just didn't see it, like, it was off camera, they just didn't show that part, I definitely don't think he should have done that. And I think he probably really didn't talk to them about that. So I think it's going to be funny to see later down the line, because you know that's going to come up again. And then it's going to be like,
Brandon, why did you say that? You know, so it's gonna come from both sides. It's gonna come from the parents and it's gonna come from Julia. So I think it'll be funny to see that once we get a little bit further down the line.
I totally agree. It's gonna be interesting. So I don't know how many episodes is left of this season, but it just seems like every time we watch an episode, it's kind of like there has to be more. Like there just has to be way more because there's no way it's gonna end anytime soon with just this stuff.
Yeah, because I feel like it hasn't even got to the like nitty gritty yet.
Seriously.
Even though these episodes are 2 hours long.
Girl, let's talk about the length of the episodes, but let's do it at the end. Okay, let's move on to Mike and Natalie. Okay, so Mike and Natalie, they start with Mike talking to his mom, and his mom asks him if he's sure about Natalie's intentions, because they just have so many differences. And I just want to say that I totally understand. To me, it just seems that Natalie is just trying to get to the U.S. because...
What?
Girl, the way that they have so many differences and the way that Natalie tries to change so much about Mike, there's no way that she loves him. I'm sorry, there's not.
Okay, that's where I draw the line. I don't think she doesn't love him. I think she does love him. I think she, like we, I think we talked about this another episode, but when she met him, he was vacation Mike. He was a whole different person. Now she's seeing like the real everyday Mike who she's going to have to deal with. I don't think that she's trying to change him in bad ways. I think she just comes on a little strong. She's trying to get him to be a vegetarian and all that. And she's telling him, oh, you're low class. I think she's coming on a little too strong, but I don't think it's necessarily because she doesn't love him. I think she just kind of, you know, controlling. She kind of just wants things to be her way.
I'm not going to lie, I felt that way also at first, but now it just seems so forced. Mike doesn't really, from what I've seen, try to change things about Natalie. He doesn't try to make her eat meat. He doesn't try to make her drink alcohol, or he doesn't try to push the fact that he doesn't believe in God on her. She tries to push her beliefs on him. It just seems so forced. And it just seems like if you feel so strongly about these things, you would want to be with somebody who also feels strongly about those things. I don't know. She just.
Yeah, that's just true.
At first, I didn't feel that way, but now I totally do.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. But I honestly get good vibes from Natalie. I think she just doesn't know, not that she doesn't know English, so it's coming off wrong, but I think like in general, like even if she was speaking Ukrainian language, I think she just doesn't know how to communicate, like period. Like yeah. The way that she just comes off and says stuff, it's kind of like, I mean, did you have to say it like that, you know?
Right.
But I don't think she has bad intentions. I just think that she really doesn't know how to say things kind of in a gentle way. She just says it. Her and Mike try to like do that thing where they're getting back at each other.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. And you know, we talked about this before where, you know, a lot of people that aren't from this country kind of just speak their mind and say what comes to it, but they don't really, you know, it's not that they're trying to be rude. They're just saying what they feel that the situation is. So it could be something like that too. We'll see. But for right now, let's just mark this. Kiana is team Natalie is here for love, and Kiara thinks that Natalie is here to get to America. Or to stay in America.
No, I really don't get those vibes from Natalie. I couldn't believe you're saying that.
Girl, I see it. Okay, I want to talk about Mike still being unsure about the wedding. And he isn't even close to wanting to give her the ring back yet. I am so confused. I just feel like he should just send her back at this point. Exactly. Honestly.
Exactly. I agree.
They have planned the wedding for April. I'm not sure exactly when this was recorded, but I think April was, it had to be maybe February, because I think they said April was 2 months away and they were waiting, you know, until the last minute, basically, before they got married. And I'm just like, okay, you have the wedding date and that's it. Mike doesn't want to talk about getting married. He doesn't want to talk about the wedding. He doesn't want to talk about the ring. Yeah, I'm like, Mike, what is it that you want her to do? He gets so upset that Natalie keeps bringing up the wedding. But hello, he acts like they have all the time in the world and they don't.
Yep. I think he should just send her back. I like Mike, but I think he's just like, maybe over the whole Natalie situation. I think he doesn't like her attitude. Not saying that she has an attitude, but I think he doesn't like the fact that she just keeps saying whatever. And honestly, I'll say this, because this lady came to my job one time and she had like a European accent. I'm not sure where she was from. And she said that same thing. She's like, I said, ma'am, you don't have to be rude. And she's like, I'm not from here. I'm not being rude.
Wait, you said that to somebody at your job?
Yeah, because she was talking all crazy. And I was like, she called on the phone, but she was like downstairs in my building. And I was like, ma'am, you don't have to be rude. And she's like, I'm not being rude. I'm not from here. And in my country, this is just how we are. And I'm like, okay, that's fine. But you're not in your country. And there's nothing wrong with that. But you have to know how to be gentle. Mm-hmm. Like, I think Natalie needs to be more gentle.
I want to say that I had the same situation happen with this lady that I used to work with. She was from Germany. And she would be saying some of the rudest stuff. And she would blame the fact that she's like from Germany, and she would say that that's how they kind of talk to people. You don't sugarcoat things. You just kind of say whatever it is.
I know.
So maybe you're right. It could just be where she's from, that's how they talk to people.
No, I don't.
Not saying that it's okay.
Yeah. I mean, I get that and all. But I think you need to accommodate. Like, and I'm sorry, but most people that I'm not going to say most people that I know, but I'm saying for the most part, if you like with someone, I don't think you should, like when she's calling him low class and all that, why would I want to marry you? I mean, seriously.
I know that's right.
So I don't blame Mike for having doubts, but I do think that he should probably just go ahead and send her back, because I think he's seeing like a different side of her. Like she was saying, like she's seeing a different him, but I think he's also seeing a different side of her and he doesn't like it.
I totally agree. And you know, the biggest thing is that how upset he gets whenever she brings up the wedding. It's not even that he doesn't want to talk about it. It's like he's really getting upset. Natalie said that, you know, she brought it up. She said everyone keeps asking her if they're still having a wedding. And honestly, I was like, okay, is everybody asking her, or is she the everybody that's
right.
That's really asking? But the whole point is they have to discuss it at some point. And Mike is just not having it. So it's better for him to just let her know what it is. If he doesn't want to get married, or if he doesn't want the wedding, just say that. I mean, come on, Mike.
Yeah, I think he wants to get married. I think he wishes probably that they had more time.
I just want to say that it seems like no matter what Natalie does, he's just over it. For example, so they decided that they're going to go hiking, and Natalie wore like this lipstick and some eyeliner, and she had like lotion on her hands or whatever. And he kind of started an argument because he felt like, why are you putting on makeup to go hiking? And then he said her hands were all greasy and slimy.
I'm telling you, I think he's just like, he's probably just annoyed at this point, I think.
I'm just saying, if you're annoyed with every single thing that I do, I'm over it. And I felt like, you know, he kind of was upset with Natalie because she got all quiet and she wasn't talking after he said that to her in the car. But I'm not gonna lie, I would be mad too. I want to look good for you, which is why I'm wearing the lipstick and the eyeliner. Sorry my hands get ashy and I have on lotion and you want to call me greasy and slimy. What is your problem, you butthole?
I'm telling you, I think they both do that. Like, I don't know what sign Natalie is. I think she seems like she's a Gemini because, you know, those Geminis are kind of like evil.
Girl, I don't know nothing about signs.
You know, Geminis, they act like, oh, I don't know. I think Natalie might be a Gemini. And I think Mike might be a Sagittarius because they're doing that like tit for tat thing.
Pause. I did not know you were this into horoscopes.
I mean, I'm not, but I know like what certain signs act like. Not all the signs, but certain signs. Like everybody knows Geminis are psychos. And I think Sagittarius, they're kind of like sociopaths. So I think.
Except for if you're our listeners, you are not a sociopath, okay?
Right. But you guys have to agree. I think even Geminis agree with the Gemini statement. They're mean and crazy. And there's like 2 or 3 or 10 sides to one person. But anyway, so I think that all the things that Natalie has said to Mike, he's like, this freaking, you know what, calling me low class and always complaining about my house. Like, I love my house. I love my life. I like my job. I never had any complaints about my cold house and only have this little tiny fireplace. And I'm okay with that. And now this girl wants to come in here and all she does is complain and complain and complain and complain. And I've had it up to here. So now every little thing that you do, I'm annoyed. I think that's what it is.
I mean, possibly, but I just can't help but feel like if you really feel like that, y'all aren't even married yet. And you also are kind of like, I don't know what I want our relationship to be. That says that you really actually do know what you want the relationship to be. And therefore, just cut it off. But I did want to move on and talk about something a little lighter. So they go hiking and they get to the hiking trail. Oh my gosh, Natalie is just so freaking random. Mm-hmm. And girl, okay, sometimes when people do certain things, it's like, oh, they're quirky and like random and it's like natural. For Natalie, everything just seems so forced to me.
What? So
they get to the hiking trail and she has Mike like do a spin.
But that's clearly something that they always do because he knew what she was talking about.
I'm sorry, and that is not clear to me. That was not clear to me.
To me, it seemed like that's something that they do.
I don't think so. And then she like runs up to the tree and she took the term tree hugger to a whole different level because she literally walked up to the tree and like smelled it and literally hugged it.
Okay.
And it's just like, Natalie, you're doing too much. It doesn't even seem cute and quirky. It seems random and forced.
Yeah, okay. So that, I'm literally so confused when I see this happening. What's happening? Why is she hugging this tree? And she was hugging that tree for a long time, too.
Exactly.
And I was like, what in the world?
Girl, something, I don't know what it is, but it's something about Natalie. I don't know. But I did want to give her props because a few episodes ago, when she moved into Mike's house and she walked into the closet. Remember, she said that his closet smelled bad. And I kind of thought that she was being, you know, she was being Natalie and being mean and just doing that tit for tat thing. But I actually think that she was really being serious. Like, his closet really did stink, because on this episode, they actually went to the store to get stuff to spray in the closet to keep their clothes fresh.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, maybe she wasn't being mean then.
But I don't know. I think she just comes off
forced too much.
Yeah, but I think that's just her though. And honestly, some people are just like that. Like one of my coworkers, I'm telling you, I think some people are just like a lot. And if you're not prepared for that, it can be very,
overwhelming.
Overwhelming, yes, and tiring. And it will wear you out really quickly. And you will be like, okay.
I do think that he might be overwhelmed. But also, it's just like, you know, you only have 90 days with this person. If you felt so strongly about her, and if she felt like you were just in vacation mode when you visited her in her home country, maybe you should have stayed for a little bit longer. Yep. If you only stay in a place for a week, 2 weeks, whatever the case is, you're not really getting to know that person. He should have either taken time out, like real time, so that they get comfortable around each other, so that he could get to know her before bringing her over here, or not have brought her over here in the first place, plain and simple. I mean, I don't know what else to say about it, but I want Natalie to change her mind about the real reason that she wants to come over here. But so far, it's just to get over here.
I cannot believe that. So we'll see.
Let's go, girl, to a couple that I cannot figure out if I like or don't like, aka Jovi and Yara. Oh my goodness.
Yay. Okay.
You sound so excited. Okay, Kiana. So this episode, we first see them and they're talking about how Yara was upset because Jovi was drinking when he got off the plane originally from working for 30 days straight. And he was drinking at 8 a.m. I'm going to say that I kind of agree with Yara. You know, I like to have me a drink, but drinking at 8 a.m. does seem a bit much. You couldn't wait just a little bit. Maybe he was working nights. You know, I'm thinking maybe he was working nights.
Yeah.
And so 8 a.m. for him, it wasn't like weird because he had been working nights maybe. And so his time schedule was off.
Maybe if he was working nights in Japan and they're 12 hours ahead, so it would be like 8 p.m.
I'm saying that maybe if Jovi worked nights, regardless of if there was a time difference, maybe that's why it wasn't a huge deal for him to be drinking at 8 a.m. because maybe that's like the time that he would have gotten off.
Okay. I don't know. Let's go with that.
I don't know. But the whole point is she was upset with him. And depending on the situation, which we really don't know the whole thing, I can kind of agree. Okay. So Yara said that she was so mad that he was drinking at 8 a.m. that she couldn't even tell him about the pregnancy.
Yep.
I'm not going to lie. I don't think I could hold something in for that long. She didn't tell him until the next day.
I was about to say it was a long time.
It was such a long time. I'm like, there is no way that I could have held something like that in.
Yeah.
Honestly, I was thinking maybe they had to wait for the camera crew to come back. And that's why it was so easy for her to wait, because, like I said, I couldn't.
Yeah, it was a little strange. I will say that.
It was. Okay. So Yara finally does tell Jovi that she's pregnant while she's getting a henna tattoo, and she kind of like mouthed it to him at first.
Yeah, that was weird.
It was so weird. Okay, I know that technically the show is made like fourth wall, whatever it is, kind of thing where you're supposed to ignore the camera and like behave normally. But she was getting a henna tattoo. There was that third person there anyway. So it just seemed weird that she would mouth that to them.
Maybe there was like a disclaimer that you can't get henna if you're pregnant. So she was already getting it. So she didn't want the girl to know.
No.
I'm just trying to figure out. I mean, I was thinking like there must be some reason.
But I really wanted to get into the real juicy part of Jovi being an asshole and not believing her. Now, if y'all don't use protection, why don't you think that it's possible that she would be pregnant? I'm sorry.
I mean, he kept saying that she was only here for like 2 weeks before he got here, right?
Yes.
So I guess because he kept saying that, like, oh, that was too fast for her to get pregnant and all that.
You can get pregnant from having sex one time. Jovi's a grown man and Yara is a grown woman. The fact that they seem surprised at this is insane to me.
Yeah. I guess like, they probably just didn't think it would happen so quickly.
I mean, I guess, but I don't know why, especially if y'all aren't using protection or she's not on birth control, which... I don't know. Is she? I mean, I don't remember.
Probably not.
About it, but I just found it so weird that he was so adamant that she really wasn't pregnant. And I get it. He said that she played this joke on him before where she said she was pregnant and, it was the old test or whatever. But I'm like, really? Like, that gets old really fast, especially if I tell a joke, right? And whoever I'm talking to doesn't believe me at first, or they don't go along with the joke at first. Mm-hmm. It gets old. Like, you stop with the joke because they don't believe you. The fact that he thought that she was joking for all this time, it was like, really, Jovi? You're being a butthole.
Exactly. And I think, honestly, he was just hoping that she wasn't really pregnant. But I think he didn't want to admit it because he wanted her to be joking. But I think after a while he kind of probably knew, like, you know what, maybe she's not joking, but I'm not gonna say that because don't want her to be pregnant.
Well, he wasn't freaking acting like it, and I didn't like that. I felt like he had such an attitude. So they finally get home. When they first got to the house, he told her to make sure she took off her shoes in his apartment. I was like, boy, okay, who are you talking to like that? It just seemed like he was so mad. And he kept saying that he would be happy if he knew that she was pregnant for real. But since he didn't know, he wasn't happy. But it just seemed like he was just mad, Like,
girl, I'm telling you, he knew that she was probably really pregnant. He didn't want her to be pregnant. Exactly. I think that's why he was acting like that.
So then they go to the bathroom together because he insists on watching her take the pregnancy test. And so she takes the first pregnancy test and there's one full line and half of another one. So he is like, oh, yeah, so you totally lied to me because there's only one full line and only half of one. I'm sorry, but... Okay, I worked in women's health for a long time. If there's a line, there's a line. You know what I mean? So
right, it doesn't matter if it's faded or not. Or
it doesn't matter
half.
If it's faint. It doesn't matter if it's half. If it's there, it's there.
Yep.
I get that he's a guy. He might not understand that. But it just was so frustrating for him to say that she was lying when there literally was two lines. Yep. Doesn't matter if one was a little bit faded. So anyway, he makes her take another test, which automatically comes up as pregnant. And then he finally believes her. And when he finally believes her, he kind of laughs it off. Oh, I thought you were lying to me. Ha, ha, ha. Really?
I'm telling you.
Jovi, you fucking asshole.
Yep. I'm telling you, he knew that she was pregnant. He didn't want her to be pregnant. That's why he's like, oh, stop it. I'm not going to be happy until I know for sure. I'm not going to believe you, even though you keep saying it over and over and over. Because he knew that she was actually pregnant. He just didn't want to have a baby.
I totally agree. And I feel like if Yara had lied about her first pregnancy, the one where she had the miscarriage, maybe I could understand why. But anyway, Kiana, are you ready for Stephanie and Ryan?
Sure. Oh my goodness. Even okay. More than Yara and Jovi.
Girl, so much drama. I freaking love it. Okay. So I wanted to ask you a question before we really get into the good stuff. Did you think it was weird that Stephanie brought conditioner to condition Ryan's hair? Like it was like a gift?
Yeah, because I'm sure they have that in Belize.
Yeah, and it was a bit weird to me because who brings that? Like when you go on a trip to see anybody that you know, is there ever a time where you're like, hey, I brought this conditioner. Let's condition your hair tonight.
Like she was like, your hair be dry as a mug and you need some conditioner.
Okay, because that was like such a weird gift to bring somebody. Like, honestly, mm-hmm. I don't know. That was weird. Okay, but anyway, let's get into the good stuff. Okay, so they wake up the day after Stephanie gets there and they reveal that they didn't do the do, aka have sex, the first night. After they were just bragging about how they do it like 6 times in one night usually.
Yeah.
So Stephanie asked Ryan how many women he's been with in the 10 months. Because, you know, obviously she's like, he must have been with somebody if he's not quick to do it with me and all right. the time. And Ryan says he hasn't been with anybody. Girl, do you believe that shit or no?
No. I mean, okay, first of all, let me just say this. Stephanie, okay, I get that she's older. I get it. But sis, all this like, Ryan, I would really like to go through your phone and then I'm going to just check to see, are you sleeping with other women? Are you talking to other girls? Because I just really want to know. Okay, that's like really annoying.
Not your Stephanie impersonation.
Who wants to be with somebody who's like constantly nagging you? She confessed to him about the cousin and he was just literally laying there the whole time. His face wasn't even moving or anything, but I guess he was saying that he already knew, and I think he already knew, yeah, but I also think he doesn't care because he's doing other stuff as well.
I was gonna bring that up too. I think that Ryan has totally been with other women in that 10 months, especially because, like you said, she was with his cousin, and oh my gosh, he knew about it.
Girl.
There is no way that he was not out here fucking on some hoes.
Oh my.
I'm sorry, this just gets me riled up. There's no way that he was not out here doing his own thing.
Mm-hmm.
When he knew that she had slept with his cousin. And I want to say I was shocked. I wasn't shocked. I already knew that he had to have known. There's no way that he didn't know.
Well, the whole setup was just weird. And she's like, and you know how I got pissed off at you? And then your cousin Harris came over. And I was like,
You are so wrong for that Stephanie impersonation.
I like Stephanie, but girl, first of all, why are you doing all this whining? Isn't she like 50? Oh my gosh.
Yes, she is.
Whining.
I'm not gonna lie. I was kind of disappointed because, you know, they have been building this episode up since we first saw Stephanie. The first time we saw Stephanie, she announced that she has slept with Ryan's cousin. And then this is finally the episode where she tells him, and he already knew. I was like, really?
I mean, yeah. But
I did think it was interesting that he forgave Stephanie without her even coming clean. He had already decided that he forgave her, but his cousin is supposedly dead to him, and that's just okay with Stephanie?
Well, I think that is easy to do when you've done the same thing and probably multiple times. Like, of course I forgive you for sleeping with my cousin that one time, because I done slept with 100 girls in this 10 months. So, and yeah, also, it's easy for me to forgive you for betraying me. But I think with his cousin, because it's like, okay, you knew that that was my girl.
Right. But also, I think it's easy to forgive Stephanie and not his cousin, because Stephanie is getting him to the U.S. and right. not his cousin. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I was just talking to my coworkers about this. Like, you can tell the ones that want to come to the United States and the ones that are doing it for love. All freaking Ryan talks about is, I want to make it to the United States. So I want to be I want to be in America. I want to go to the United States. Like, that's all this freaking guy keeps talking about. He doesn't talk about, like, oh, I want to build a life with Stephanie. No, I want to get to the States. I know it'll be beautiful when I get to the States.
Like, I totally agree. I totally agree.
Don't come to the States. 0 out of 10. 100% do not recommend.
She's kidding, guys.
Kidding.
And so I definitely think that that plays a role in him forgiving Stephanie and not his cousin. Especially, you know, I think it's one thing if he forgave Stephanie, if she had told him right away the situation. But the fact that he basically didn't even get mad because he had already forgiven her without her even telling him anything, I think that says a lot. And it says that you're my ticket to America, so I have to forgive you.
Yeah, because he has but my cousin, to lose by not forgiving Stephanie.
Exactly. My cousin ain't doing shit for me, so he's dead to me. And you would be too if you weren't doing anything for me.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly.
Yep.
But okay, let's move on to somebody that I cannot stand at all, freaking Andrew and my girl Amira. Okay, so when we first see Andrew and Amira, Amira's talking about how she's barely talked to Andrew since she got deported back to France. I just cannot believe that Andrew is such a freaking butthole. Honestly. Yes. Like, he's an asshole. And the fact that he, when they finally do end up FaceTime each other, he's bragging about how much fun he's having.
And eating a steak.
Girl, and eating a steak and going jet skiing and talking about all these great fun things that he's doing in Mexico when Amira is freaking traumatized. Are you kidding me?
Mm-hmm.
Girl, I want to punch Andrew out. I'm not even gonna lie.
And not only that, and then he asked her to maybe we can try again with a different country, and he wants her to go to Serbia.
I wish people could see how hard I just rolled my eyes at the fact that he brought up her going to Serbia. And not only did he bring up her going to Serbia, he says that the plan is Amira goes to Serbia. She does 14 days of quarantine there. And then she will be able to come to the United States.
I'm trying to figure out, where is he getting this information? Why does he think that you can get to the U.S. from Serbia?
Girl, he probably got that shit from like a Reddit group or something. Mm-hmm. But the part that really got me, so the part about her going to Serbia did get to me, obviously, but the point that really got to me, Kiana, he said that she would have to go to Serbia by herself.
Yep.
Because after his Mexican vacation that he's having so much fun on.
Yep.
He has to go back to work.
Yep.
What in the actual fuck was that?
So sad. I feel bad for Amira, but honestly, you guys are in two different countries. You've only spent like maybe a few days together, I guess. I say cut your losses, sis.
Cut your fucking losses, because this is absolutely ridiculous. I'm sorry. Amira is so pretty. I think it just shows a lot how her self-esteem is, because
he might be catfishing her. Like, you know how they doctor up their pictures to make themselves, I mean, just like freaking Rebecca when she was doctoring up her pictures before she met, what's his name? So I think he's probably doctoring up his pictures, because there's no way.
I would say that that's possible, but they FaceTime. She's seen him. You're not doctoring up a FaceTime. I think that she just has some issues of her own, and she should see her worth, because Andrew is not it. I'm sorry. He is not. And it's not even necessarily just looks-wise, which, you know, I do think she's really pretty, and I can't really say the same about Andrew, but I'm thinking that there's more to it, that she feels so bad about, you know, disappointing him and not wanting mm-hmm. to go to Serbia. But well, it's just like,
how dare you even ask me that after you know what I've been through? And I'm pretty sure she probably went through worse than what has said on camera. Exactly.
She might be, yeah, she's probably scared to say damn everything.
She's probably scared, and she probably doesn't want that out there for the whole world to know what actually happened to her, because I think it's worse than her just having to stay in a cell for those however long. I think worse things happened to her, because she couldn't even talk about it when she got to the hotel, mm-hmm. whenever she had a layover or whatever it was. She couldn't even talk about it without breaking down. So I think something worse happened to her. He knows what happened to her. And even if it was just her being in a cell, I mean, that was traumatic for her. So how dare you even ask me to do this again? Like, girl, are you insane?
I mean, know your worth is really all I can say, because she deserves so much better than some guy saying, hey, yeah, go to Serbia.
She either needs
by yourself,
yep,
and then come be with me. And if you don't come be with me, that means you don't really love me.
Manipulator. She needs to either tell him, like, I'm not going to any more countries by myself. We tried it your way. Now we're either going to wait until I'm allowed to travel there directly from France, or we can apply for another K-1 visa. I don't care how long it takes, but there's no way in the world I'm doing that again in any country. I'm going straight to America, or I'm not coming.
I totally agree. I really do. I feel bad, and I think that she needs to work on herself before being in a relationship, or else she's just going to keep giving in to people who keep trying to manipulate her.
She definitely needs to just put her foot down. And again, like I said, they're in different countries. Something that should just be easy to be like, look, maybe you don't understand.
No, but I'm going to tell you. Not, he doesn't care to understand. It's not even that he doesn't. He doesn't try to. He doesn't try to say, wow, she really has been through a lot. Let me make sure she's okay before I just throw out this other idea.
I mean, and it's dangerous. She doesn't know anything about these places. And she already tried it. She tried it once to go to Mexico, not knowing anything about Mexico. I mean, come on. I'm not doing that crap again. Are you crazy? I wouldn't have even done it once, honestly.
Exactly. But I want to move on because their situation is so depressing. Are you ready?
Yep.
Okay. Let's go on to Rebecca and Zied.
So, oh, yeah, Zied.
Yeah, the way his name you forgot. Okay. So I want to talk really quickly about the last episode where Zied went to go, where he talked to Rebecca about wanting to go visit his family back in Tunisia. What do you think? And Rebecca kind of got a little bit upset because she was kind of like, you just got here. Now you want to go back. What do you think about that?
Well, I think that he's homesick as a mug. He's sitting there in the house all day while she's at work. And honestly, I'll say this because like when I was in Japan, I mean, think about it. It's like you get there and then you're like already planning like, oh my gosh, when will I be able to see my family again? Because I can't. So I don't think it's necessarily that he wants to leave, but he's just like, oh my gosh, like I miss my mom so much and my sister and my dad and my brother. Like, I just can't wait to see them again. So not that I want to leave here for good, but I just want to see them again. And I'm planning on seeing them as soon as I can.
Yeah, I agree. You know,
so I don't think, so I don't think Rebecca should get upset over that. I mean, she needs to think about if she didn't see her daughter, you know, she would be planning like the next time that she saw her daughter again.
I agree. And I think that, you know, being alone, it's hard.
Yep.
You know, he was really close with his parents and his sister. So I can agree. I totally do.
Yep.
But Kiana, oh my gosh, Rebecca. At this point, when we first see them in the episode, she still hadn't told Zied about her living in that same building with her ex.
I'll say it once. I mean, I've said it once, and I'm going to say it again. I do not see the big deal. I really don't.
I do, but we're going to talk about it in just a few minutes. Okay. I did want to say, though, that I thought that maybe Rebecca is a little bit too honest. Because she told Zied that her friend was coming over to visit or whatever. And she also told him that this is the same friend that made her do the background check on him. This is the same friend that doesn't really like him. This is the same friend that has doubts about their relationship.
Well, this is what
maybe keep some stuff to yourself, Rebecca.
For real. And this is what I'm going to say about that. And I like Rebecca. She's probably one of my favorites. But sis, you are not about to keep putting me in these situations. It's pissing me off so bad.
Wait. What do you mean? Wait, who?
Zied.
Oh, okay.
You're not about to keep putting me in these situations. It's really like pissing me off. And this episode especially pissed me off because why do you keep bringing these people around me that you know they've never even met me, but they don't like me? Why do you keep bringing these people around me to make me feel bad and keep comparing me to this fool you were married to before? Why do you keep doing that? If I was Zied, I would be pissed.
I totally agree. I mean, the friend came in. Rebecca and Zied both had their backs like towards the window. And the friend is just questioning Zied. I mean, they didn't ask, do you want to have a seat? Do you want a snack? Do you want a drink?
Hell
like,
no.
It was like she came in and she started questioning poor Zied. Like,
no.
Her life depended on it.
That pissed me off so bad because you guys are not about to keep comparing me to that other guy. That's stereotypical. You guys are feeding into these stereotypes. She married one Arabic guy who used her. And now all of a sudden, since she's dating another Arabic guy, he's gonna use her the same way.
Yep.
I mean, you don't even know me.
And the questions that her friend was asking, I'm not going to lie. I kind of felt like this had to have been for the show. Because if my best friend was questioning my man like that, I would be upset. First of all, she asked him what he did all day, and Rebecca had to answer and say, well, you know, he's not allowed to work
for what the hell am I supposed to do? She and the friend knows that.
Exactly. The friend knows that. And if she doesn't, she should know that. I don't know why there is a reason why she wouldn't know that.
The real thing is, Rebecca needs to put a stop to that. I'm sorry. Who does your friend think that she is that she can even come into our home and question me?
Yeah. Like,
period.
But that is exactly what I'm saying. Like, they had to have done that for the show, because there's no way that my best friend doesn't know that this guy that's moving from a different country can't work for 90 days.
I mean, and you guys keep talking about how she did it before, so you know.
Right.
Because she did it before, right?
And then she asked Rebecca, how does she feel about him not being able to work for 90 days? Well, if you're my best friend, you already know that, obviously, how can I have an issue with it? If he literally can't, how can I have an issue with him not being able to work? And number two, if we're talking about him not being able to work for 90 days, like, he's already planning on getting a job.
No, I really like Zied. And it's really pissing me off how Rebecca is allowing all of these people to do him dirty. And she's not even saying anything. Then when she gets to her confessional or whatever, she's like acting like she's pissed. But when it's happening, you're not saying anything. When her daughter and her daughter's husband were, no, hell no, hell no. I don't care what you guys think. Hell no. You're not about to keep questioning. And Zied, I applaud Zied for keeping it together and not popping off.
I know, because I be thinking that Zied looks like he's about to punch a hole in the wall, but he does. He keeps calm.
I'm telling you, I applaud Zied for that, because you wouldn't even be able to blame him, honestly. I mean,
honestly,
these freaking people keep comparing. It's one thing to be questioning me, like, oh, do you just want a green card, whatever? That's one thing. But you're going to keep comparing me to this guy? Just like when he was talking to his mom, and his mom, like, start crying for him. And his mom's like, you're not that guy. We are Tunisian. We're not whatever the other guy was. It's like, even though it doesn't really matter what country you're from, I really don't think it's fair that they keep comparing Zied as being Arabic to that other Arabic guy, because that has nothing to do with it, and it's pissing me off, and Rebecca's allowing it.
And you know what, you brought up a good point about Rebecca being one way in her confessionals, but when her friends are there, she's not being one way. And I thought that was so interesting, because I felt the same way. And I was wondering, because there was a point in the confessional room, Rebecca said that she felt like her friend was being disrespectful.
Yep. And she didn't stop it. And she didn't stop it.
I was wondering, okay, you're saying this in the confessional, but did you actually tell your friend that? Because your friend really was being disrespectful. And not only that, but there was one point when, right before the friend left their house, that she actually went to go talk to Zied. And Zied, you know, basically told her that he was not like Rebecca's ex and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, she said, we'll see. And honestly, I'd have been like, girl, get the fuck out of here, because
I'm sorry.
You're not about to come to me and say, we'll see about a situation.
First of all, you are
automatically passing judgment on me. That I can't, you know, let me show you first.
First of all, this is my house. This is me and Rebecca's house.
Mm-hmm.
You coming in my house and you're being very disrespectful. You're being very rude and nasty to me.
And he's actually pretty sweet, because even when the friend revealed, dun, 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 that Rebecca lived in that same apartment building, and not even just that, but like down the hall, she lived with her ex. He didn't even get mad. He didn't get upset. He just held her. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it just shows his character and how he's actually a pretty sweet guy. And her friends still just don't see that. And I thought it was very interesting.
I'm telling you, that's just like as if she was dating, like, you know, maybe a black dude or something. And they're like, oh, well, he was treating her real bad before. So I don't think you should date any more black guys, you know? You know what I mean? So I think it's just weird. Or even not even just a black guy, but maybe a white guy. Like, are you going to blame the race of every person as the reason why?
Exactly. Girl, like, I don't
know. Oh, she dated a guy from the Middle East before, and he did her so dirty. So that means all guys from the Middle East are going to just do you dirty no matter what. Like, no.
Okay, let's move on to our last couple of the night. Hazeek, better known as Tarzel, better known as Tariq and Hazel. When we first saw them, it was actually when everything first got shut down. And it was actually in the middle of filming. And, oh my gosh, I'm not gonna lie. It kind of made me really sad because remember in the beginning of everything shutting down, we thought stuff was going to be shut down for maybe like a few months. And here we are again, almost a year later.
Yep.
And things are still shut down. It just actually made me really sad because we really didn't know what to expect at first.
Yep.
Oh my gosh. It really was, but I don't want to dwell on that. But on this episode, we find out that Tariq finally told Hazel about him texting Minty. And honestly, it wasn't even that big of a deal to Hazel. And that is honestly what we had the debate about on one of the other episodes. You felt like it wasn't that big of a deal to tell her. I felt like it was. And I feel like
why does he need to tell her?
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, if you just be honest, if we have a conversation about somebody, about you, as one of us contacting them or whatever, just tell me about it. It's not that big of a deal. It doesn't mean that I'm going to get mad or upset or anything. Just let me know if that's an agreement that we came to. And you can see Hazel did not get super upset. She wasn't yelling or throwing anything or upset at all. She was literally just like, yeah, he told me he did it. And he said he wouldn't do it again, period. It was not even that serious.
Yep.
So Tariq made it seem a lot bigger than it was, but whatever. Okay. So they started looking for girlfriends. I'm not going to lie. I was a little thrown off. So, I mean, Hazel just got there and they're just now living together. They're just now trying to build their relationship together. It's interesting to me that they're like already looking to add another person to that.
Yep.
That's weird.
Well, I think I told you before on another episode, to me, I don't think Hazel wants to be with Tariq. I think Hazel wants to be in the United States with her girlfriend.
I totally get it because even when they were looking for girlfriends, they were looking for Hazel's type, what Hazel wanted. And I was even thinking, like, is Tariq gonna even be a part of this?
Right.
Because it just seemed weird. They were just, you know, whatever Hazel wanted, they were looking for. And
well, I think that's also because Tariq doesn't want Hazel to get, you know, like, maybe jealous, or he doesn't want her to feel like they're doing it for him. I think he wants her to feel like they're doing it for her.
I mean, that makes sense, but it just seems so weird that they were only looking for Hazel's type. I mean, at least find somebody that you both like. But also, a part of me is kind of thinking, at least wait till y'all are together for a while. I know that they've been dating for a while, but they haven't lived together. They haven't lived together in the States. It's just so much to it. And to just add somebody else to their already pretty much new relationship.
Yep.
It just seemed like a bit much to me.
I agree.
But I did want to say that I thought it was interesting that Hazel even wanted to do the whole girlfriend thing after the Minty situation. I feel like if it was me, I would not want to do that situation again. Because remember, Hazel felt like with Minty, she was left out. Like, she was the third wheel in the relationship.
See, and that's why I think, again, Tariq is kind of letting Hazel take the reins so yeah. that the girl will be more, like, she'll be open to being with Tariq, but she'll be more interested in being, like, maybe Hazel's girlfriend. She'll be Hazel's type than Tariq's type so girl, that they don't have that issue.
I hope that they show what happens if they find a girlfriend, because it just seems so weird to me that that is one of the first things that Hazel is focused on. And, you know, there was one point in the episode where she did say that her relationship with Tariq was what was most important to her.
Hazel does not want to be with Tariq. I'm sorry. Just like how you feel about Natalie, that's how I feel about Hazel. Because I'm telling you, when we first saw Hazel and Tariq, she did not like him. And I don't know if they saw each other again between that period, but she didn't like him when he was in the Philippines. So why does she like him all of a sudden so much now? Heck no. Hazel wants to be in the United States with her boo.
And that makes a lot of sense as well. Mm-hmm. You know what, Kiana? It's about that time that we wrap up this episode. That was our last couple.
Woo!
I did want to ask you what you ate during this episode, and I hope that it was something so good, because it's been a few weeks since we've done an episode, and I hope you went all out for it.
I certainly did go all out for it. I ate a pork chop, some greens, and some corn, and a mountain of biscuits, because they were baked into a ball and only the outsides cooked.
So you didn't eat a mini biscuits.
I didn't eat a mountain of biscuits. I just ate the outside of the mountain of the biscuits because that was the only part that cooked.
Wait a minute. You cooked those bag of biscuits, huh?
Yep.
So if they were frozen into a mountain, why not just refrigerate them and then break them apart?
They were frozen.
Yeah, but like, why not thaw them in the refrigerator and then break them apart and bake them and then eat them whole?
Because they were fused together. Literally fused together. You couldn't break them apart. And actually, I went to the store today and bought another package, and I made sure that they were all separate, like in the bag, frozen before I put them in the cart. And there was another bag of those same biscuits, and they were not frozen, but they were in the freezer, but they weren't frozen. And I was like, that was probably how the other ones got melted together, mm-hmm. because they weren't frozen. So I put those back and I got another bag that was frozen, all separated and frozen. That way I can cook only the amount that I need and not the whole fused together ball. I should have took a picture of it.
Good idea. You know what? I do want to say that I'm so glad that you had a very interesting meal for this episode. Because honestly, don't be disappointed, but all I had was 4 chicken minis from Chick-fil-A that I had ordered in the morning time. And then I ended up eating them when I watched the episode.
What in the world?
So that's it. I just had 4 chicken minis during this episode.
Yeah, you're tripping.
I did want to mention right before we go, though, that I know I'm a tad bit late, but y'all, The Discovery Plus app has 90 Day Fiancé Bears All. Oh my gosh. I'm not trying to promote this streaming service because I know people pay for a lot of streaming services already. But y'all, 90 Day Bears All is so good. We can cover that stuff if y'all want us to. Just let us know on our Instagram or Twitter, or you can even leave a review on this podcast if y'all want us to cover the 90 Day Bears All. But y'all, it gets into the nitty gritty and it's not censored at all. It is so good. I'm just saying it may or may not be worth the like $4.99 or whatever. But that is it for our episode this week. We are so glad to be back. Right, Kiana?
Most definitely.
And so if you want to see more of 90 Day Fiancé, Wait What Happened, you can follow us on Twitter at 90 Day Fiancé WWH, where we live tweet the episodes, and also on Instagram at 90 Day Fiancé Wait What. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
We out.